Life in a drum set. I believe in the drum set being a chaotic melody, melodic in the sense that the kick drum is the central beat, much like a heart, and chaotic, well, melodic in the sense that the kick drum is the central beat, much like a heart, and chaotic in the sense that all the other instruments that make up a drum set combine to make something so miscalculated, yet beautiful in itself. I believe in the ticking of a clock. I believe in that simple beat per second rhythm, the chaotic noise of a busy city street, and the soothing sound of a mother's heartbeat to the baby in the womb. I believe that the heartbeat is the rhythm of life and everything else is the counter melody. Everything has a beat. When people walk and when they talk, the tapping of my pencil on my desk when I get bored in class, when I see a person at a stoplight bobbing their head to the beat of the song playing on the radio, even the crickets chirping on a warm summer night. The sound that fills my ears as I fall asleep is the slow, steady beating of my heart, accompanied by my relaxed breathing. It is something so normal to people that only a select few stop to think just how amazing it really is. Not too long ago, my friend and I decided to play Rock Band to pass the time, him playing the guitar and me on the drum set, our usual setup. Throughout the hours we spent playing, we faced many different combinations of rhythms. I slowly began to realize that the kick drum was the foundation for a number of songs. It was the thing that kept things moving and would have started a downward spiral had it not been present. It was the heartbeat of the music. Even after we stopped the game and just started fooling around with making random beats, there was always a basis for the complexity, even something as simple as tapping an empty pizza box. When I listen to a song on the radio, the first thing that catches my attention is the background music, drums, piano, guitar. I listen to the simple yet complex rhythm of the drums and how it brings everything together as a whole. I pay attention to how the strumming of the guitar slows and quickens with the music. I listen to everything individually first, the beat they follow. Then I listen to the piece as a whole, how all these individual beats and rhythms combine to make a true work of art. I believe in the rhythm of life, how such a simple rhythm that is overlooked by many and so much more profound than rightfully credited can make the world go round.